Hi guys, how's it going? This session is the talking to Gene George, part two. Welcome back, Gina.
Hi.
Oh, the first session is too short to ask questions. So, the second question. How did you discover that the Japanese people don't use our throat in speaking English? Please.
I think that we realized. I think from we ran into problems with. Discovering that Japanese people cannot repeat things back. And we thought it's something that they're not hearing, or they're hearing from a different perspective, which led us to dissect exactly from a fundamental level how we speak English. Which led us to the throat as one of the issues, and then, the three beat as well. Another thing, the syllables.
Yes. So I think using throat and syllable, paying attention to syllable, these. Two important thing is very 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 important for Japanese English learner. Without them, we never be able to speak like native speakers. I think. Gina. As I said. My art studies has been based on only native method, so I don't need any other study guide, because so everything, every English information is good practice for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So like listening to CNN, ABC, or watching American movies, especially talking to native English speakers, friends, not only on keyboard, but also on mic. Actually speaking. So it's a great practice for me, you know.
Good.
Go ahead. Sorry.
When we developed the method, we wanted it to be something that you learn. Once you learn the fundamental, then you can just pick up vocabulary and your listening skills from those kind of things around you, like TV, etc.
What do you think is the best way to learn English for Japanese?
I wish that there was a lot more of, like, I know it's hard to be around native speakers, especially depending on what area of Japan that you live in.
Yeah, indeed.
So even the possibility of having, an English teacher instructor coming from a native English,
I see.
I wish they would practice listening and speaking in the classroom instead of just focusing on translations.
Yeah.